B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Ksubas Daf Yudalet. We're going to start 11 lines from the top of the Amud. We saw in the Mishnayos till now that Rabbi Yeshua holds that a woman does not have a, cannot use her cheskas kasheris, her status quo, that she's kosher to marry a kohen. And when we have a doubt as to whether she had relations with somebody who would have been, who is possible to her, and therefore having relations with him, with her, will make her possible to marry a kohen. And Rabbi Shua said, Eino ne'menes, in contrast to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, who said ne'menes. Asks the Gemara, Romile Abaya l'Rova. Abaya now asked, a seeming contradiction to Rova, others say he asked Rabba, Umi Omar Rabbi Shua Eino ne'menes. Did Rabbi Shua really say that Eino ne'menes, she's not believed with her claim in order to uphold her status quo? Or Aminu, this seems to contradict a Mishnah in Maseches Idyos, Heid Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Basera. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Basera, they witnessed, they testified, Al Almonas Iso Shehik Sheira Lukuhuna. Almonas Iso, and Iso means a dough. A dough is typically a mixture, and when each ingredient isn't clearly defined. So Almonas Iso means the widow of somebody whose status was not clearly defined, which means that her husband, who had died, she's a widow, her husband who died was an Iso, was a Sofik Cholol. And a Cholol, if somebody was married to a Cholol, who is a Kohen with a problem, we'll soon see what the problem is, but if somebody was married to a Cholol, this woman is not allowed to marry a Kohen after that. And the question is, this Almona of the Cholol, do we say that she has a Cheskas Kasheris, that she was a kosher person, and therefore she's allowed to marry a kohen, or not? So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua testified, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Basera, sheikshera lukuhuna. She is kosher lukuhuna, she has a cheskas kasheris. And this seems to contradict what Rabbi Yeshua has been saying all along, that eino ne'menes, that when we have a sofik, then we do not give her the benefit of the doubt, or we do not give her the, we do not allow her previous status to determine how we're going to see her in the future. Now, what's the case of an Almonas Iso? How can you be the widow of somebody who's a Sofik? How are you a Sofik Cholol? So it goes like this. This man who now died, who, this Sofik Cholol, his mother had a previous marriage. The previous marriage, her husband was dying, and he wanted to give her a divorce before he died. And he threw the divorce to her, and the divorce landed someplace between where he was and where she was. And the halacha is, if the divorce landed, the document of the bill of divorce landed closer to him, it's as if he didn't give her the divorce. If the document lands closer to her, then she is divorced. And then he died before they could verify where the divorce fell. Before they could do anything, he died. And now we have an issue. If the divorce was closer to him, then she's not divorced. And now he died, she's a widow. If the divorce, the bill of divorce, fell closer to her, she's divorced, and the fact that he died is no longer relevant. She's considered a divorced woman and not a widow in this context. And so now this woman, and when it's not clear, at the time it was not verified or clear where the get fell, whether it fell closer to him or closer to her, so she is now a Sofik Almona, Sofik Gerusha. Is she allowed to marry a Kohen? A Kohen is allowed to marry an Almona. Is not allowed to marry a Gerusha. She went and married a Kohen. So now you've got a Sofik Gerusha who married a Kohen. A Kohen who marries a Gerusha, the son is a Cholol. If she's a Gerusha. The Kohen, if he marries an Almona, the son is kosher. So here you've got this woman in her second marriage married a Kohen. She was a Sofik Gerusha. She had a child called this child, this Iso. It's now a Sofik Cholol. And then this Iso, this Cholol, this Sofik Cholol married somebody, and then he died. And now you've got the Almona of a Sofik Cholol. Is this Almona now allowed to marry a Kohen? If he's a Cholol, and somebody who marries a Cholol is not allowed to marry a Kohen after that. If he is not a Cholol because his mother was a widow and not divorced, then this child was kosher, his Almona is Kshera. That's the scene over here. So we have it, Abaya asked Rava or Rabba a seeming contradiction with Rabbi Yeshua. Omar Leis Abaya answered, Rava or Rabba answered to Abaya, Hoche Hashtal, explain to you a fundamental difference between the cases we've discussed till now and this case with Almonas Isa. Hosom Isha Nisas Boydekes Vinisas. We assume that a woman before she gets married, and this woman before she married her second husband, that means the mother of this Isa, the mother of this Safik Cholol, who married this Kohen, we take it for granted that Boydekes Vinisas, before she marries a Kohen, she would verify and get some certainty, was she divorced, was she not. She may go back to the place of the divorce, she'll measure exactly where he was, where she was, where the bill of divorce fell. She'll verify somehow and make absolutely sure that indeed she's an almona, not a grusha, before marrying a kohen. And therefore, even though at the time it wasn't clear to us whether she was an almona or a grusha, but if she got married afterwards to a kohen, we assume that she got her facts right and she verified it and she's kosher. And therefore, in that case, we can rely at least on the cheskes kashrus that she can now marry, that the wife, the almona of her son, this Safik Cholol, that she can marry a Kohen. However, in all the cases in the Mishnayos we've been discussing till now, Hocha Isha Mezane, Boydekes Mezane, we're talking about Znus, we're talking about physical relations outside of the marriage. And there, a woman who's engaged in Znus, she's going to check exactly who she's doing Znus with, whether he's kosher, whether he's not kosher. No. So therefore, in these cases, Rabbi Yeshua says, that we do not allow her to rely on her cheskes kashrus, and therefore eino nemenes. But it's very different to a case where there was a regular marriage where we hope and assume that she made sure first that it was a kosher marriage. Omar Rava, Rabbi Yeshua kashya, Rabbi Gamliel loy kashya. Why did you only ask a seeming contradiction in Rabbi Yeshua? Why didn't you ask a seeming contradiction in Rabbi Gamliel as well? V'oktani sefer. In the Sefer of that Mishnah that we started quoting, this Mishnah in Idyos, it says, Omar Lohen Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel responded to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira and said, Kibalnu edas eduschem. We appreciate and we accept that this is what you received, this is your tradition, this is your testimony that this Almonas Isa is Ksheira Lokuhuna. Avol ma nase, I, Rabbi Gamliel, I don't follow that. And I hold that she does not have a cheskes kashrus. Why? Shari goza Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, Shaloi Lohishiv Bezin al kach. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, he made a decree, he instated that we're not going to, the Bezin are not going to sit on this question, Shekhenim Shoimim Lochem Lerachik Avloi Lekariv, because the Kohenim, when you sit on a Beis Din and you determine the fine details of who they can marry and who not, they'll only listen to you regarding those women you say they're not allowed to marry and will not listen to you regarding the women that they are allowed to marry. And therefore, we're not going to sit in Beis Din on this. But what Rabbi Gamliel here was implying, consequent to what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, and that is that this woman is not allowed to marry a kohen. He argued, says kibalnu eduschem avol manase. What can we do? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that you cannot marry this woman for whichever reason Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had. But you see here, Rabbi Gamliel said that this almonas Isa is not allowed to marry a kohen, and this is contrary to all the things that Rabbi Gamliel has been saying till now, and all the Mishnayos, that even though you have a sofik as to the status of the woman, Ne'menes, she's believed to say that she's kosher. Elo Omar Rava. Rava said, Ad Rabban Gamliel loy kasha. Rabban Gamliel, the seeming contradiction in Rabban Gamliel, we can answer that as well. Hosam Bori, Hocha Shemo. In all the cases till now, in all the Mishnayos, the woman is coming forward with a very certain claim. She is saying, I know I'm kosher. For whatever the case was, if it was Mukas 8 or Oinus, the cases we've discussed. She's coming with a Bori, with a certain case we already discussed earlier on, Bori v'Shema, Bori Odif. However, Hocha, in the case of this Almonas Isa, Shema, she doesn't know. The widow of this man who died, we don't know the status of this man, whether his mother was a Grusha or an Almona before marrying his father. And therefore it's a Sofik. If it's a Sofik, we can understand that Rabbi Gamliel will say that she cannot marry a Kohen. But in the cases of the Mishnayos till now, where there's certainty in her claim, we do trust her. Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Lo Kasha, and Rava says, I'll give you another answer as to the seeming contradiction in Rabbi Yeshua, that Hosam Chatzveika, Hocha Treisveika. In the case of all the Mishnayos till now, where Rabbi Yeshua said that she's not Ne'emenes, there you have one Sofik. You have this woman who says, we don't know if she was Niv'alo l'kosher or Niv'alo l'posel. We have one person who's a Sofik, one doubt, and then when you've got this one doubt, then Rabbi Yeshua says she's not Ne'emenes. However, over here, you've got a double Sofik. You've got a double doubt. Number one, the mother of this Isa, the one who first her husband gave her divorce and then died and then she married a Kohen, what's her status? She married a Kohen in the state of Sofik Grusha, Sofik Almona. That's one Sofik. And then her son, who's a Sofik Cholol, the wife of that son is the Almonas Isa. We don't know. If he was a Cholol, then she's Osa. So we have two women here who are both have a Sofik. When you have a double Sofik, there, Rava says that, Rabbi Yeshua says, you have a double Sofik, it's okay. Then she's Kshera, and we can allow this Almonas Isa to marry a Kohen. Hosom Chatzveika, Hocha Tresveika, that's the first explanation Rashi gives in these words. Hilkoch, therefore, L'Rabban Gamliel, if we were to sum up what Rava says, according to Rabban Gamliel, Alim Le Bori, he says that the fact that you've got, in the cases of all our Mishnayos, you've got certainty, even though, that means together with the Cheskes Kashrus, but she's coming with a certainty claim, then dafilu b'chatzveika, even though all the Mishnayos have had till now, there's just one Sofik, was she nivalo l'kosher, or was she nivalo l'posel? Therefore, but he says, since the woman comes with certainty, together with the Chazaka, that afilu b'chad tzveika nami machshir, he says it's kosher even though it's one sofik. V'killei, and however, according to Rabban Gamliel, it's harder for him to say it's kosher. It's lighter, which means it carries less weight when it's shemo, when there's uncertainty, which is the case of Almonas Isa, which is based on an uncertain situation, the afilu b'chad tzveika, even though it's a double sofik, because it's a sofik that is going to affect the two women, Nami Posel, even there, Gamliel says Posel, as we saw. He says, Kibalnu eduschem, aval ma'anase, and she's Posel. However, Rabbi Yeshua says that the strong point, the determining factor, Alim Lei, the strength of the determining factor here, is that Chatzfeika, that if it's one Sofik, which is all the Mishnayos till now, there, she's not Ne'emenes because it's just one Sofik. Dafilu b'bori, even though she's coming with a very certain claim that she should be kosher, nonetheless, since it's just one Sofik, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. And afilu b'bori, nami posel, she's posel, even though she's very clear about her claim. V'kidle svek sveika, when you've got a double Sofik by Almonas Isa, there it carries less weight, and therefore she is Ne'emenes, and not Ne'emenes, therefore she's Kshera L'Kohuna, Dafilu B'Shemo, even though she doesn't know, Nami Machshir, she's kosher to Kohuna. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Eizu Hi Almonas Isa. This Almonas Isa, the Almona of somebody who's a Sofik, whether he's kosher L'Kohuna, and then on the same token it's a Sofik, if she is now kosher L'Kohuna, is she allowed to marry a Kohen afterwards? What are we discussing? Kol she'ein bo loy mishum mamzerus veloy mishum nesinus veloy mishum avdei melochim. If the sofik is exclusively a sofik, is he a cholol? Is he not a cholol? As we saw before. But if there's a sofik, whether he's a mamzer, or a sofik whether he was a nosin, or a sofik whether he was an eved, and the reason an eved, a slave, is called avdei melochim, the slave of kings, is because there was two types of slaves that became very prominent and became very powerful, and they were the ones who would marry the Benois Yisrael. One of them was the slaves of Shleim HaMelech, and the other one were the slaves of the Beis Chashmonoi, from the descendants of Hurdus, and they were the Avodim in the Beis Chashmonoi, and therefore the Avodim are called Avdei Melochim. But anywhere where you've got either Mamzerus or Nesinus or Avdus, that's not the Almonas Isa that we said was kosher, according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Omer Reb Meir said, And it seems that Rav Meir is just dittoing, is just saying the same thing, reflecting what the Chachomim said, and the Gemara is going to discuss that soon. Shomati, I heard, said Rav Meir, kol she'ein bo echod mikol elu, as long as providing that there isn't one of these three psulim, mamzerus, nesinus, or avdus, masin lekuhuna, then the wives of these husbands that are sofik cholol, they have their cheskas kasheres according to Rabbi Yeshua, and they can marry lekuhuna. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo imir mishum Rabbi Meir, v'chein hoy Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya imir kidvarov. And here there's now an interesting statement again in the name of Rabbi Meir. Ezui almonas isa. What is this almonas isa, which we said before according to Rabbi Yeshua is kshera? Kol shenitma bab sofik cholol. If there's a mixture, and that means if the husband of this almona, the husband that passed away, was a sofik cholol, that's almonas isa. But here, according to Reb Shim ben Elozar, Reb Meir added in an extra clause, an extra part of the statement. And this extra part, this extra sentence, is actually going to seem to contradict what we just said. Makirin Yisroel mamzerim shabinim. Klal Yisrael know exactly who the mamzerim are. And therefore, if we don't know that he's a mamzer, if it's just a sofik, he's not a mamzer. That means a sofik mamzer is not a mamzer. Ve'ein makirin chalolim shabinim. However, it's not common knowledge exactly who's a cholol and who's not. And therefore, if it's a sofik, it could well be that he's a cholol. And therefore, sofik cholol, then she is posel lekuhuna. And this seems to contradict what we just said now, kol shenitma bo sofik cholol, that almonas isa, which is kosher, is sofik cholol. And here you seem to say that by sofik cholol, then it's posel because ein makirin chololim shabinem, it's not common knowledge who's a cholol, who's not. The Gemara is going to deal with that as well. But this was the end of this braisa. This Tosefta we just saw now is a three-way machlekas. You had the Tanakama, who said, kol she'ein bo, that means any woman whose husband didn't have any suffix of mamzer nosin or avdus, only of cholol. And then we had Rav Meir, who seemed to say the same. And then we had another statement of Rav Meir that seems to say something which is contrary, and seems to say that if it's a suffix mamzer, then it's going to be that she is kosher. And if it's a sofik cholol, then not, because a mamzer we know, and a cholol we don't know. And we have to understand what's going on here. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar. Now the Gemara is going to discuss this braisa piece by piece. Ezui almonas isa kol she'ein bo lo mishum mamzeros, v'lo mishum nesinos, v'lo mishum avdi malochim, ho cholol kosher. We saw the Tanakama holds that if there's a sofik of either mamzeros, nesinos, or avdos, then the wife is also for a kohen. However, if it's a suffix, whether he's a cholol, that's almonas isa, it's kosher. Asks the Gemara, maishno hanoch do'iraisa. Why should those three take away her status of being kosher lekuhuna? Because they are psulim that originate from the Torah, mamzerus, chololus, and mamzerus, nesinus, and avdus, that a bia, having relations with any of those, puzzles the woman to marry a kohen, is from the Min HaTorah, cholol nami do'iraisa. Cholol also, we learn from Psukim, which Rashi brings here, that anybody, a wife, a woman who has relations with a cholol, then the children become apostle lekuhuna, and that means the daughters can't marry kohenim, and the wife, the woman, can't marry a kohen. It's also deraisa. Why should almonas isa, which is kosher, be a sofik cholol and not sofik of the other three? That's question number one. Question number two, Vasu, on the braisa. Omer Rav Meir, what did Rav Meir say? Shamati kol she'ein bo echad mikol elu masin lekuhuna. That the status quo that allows her to marry a kohen is as long as there isn't a sofik with one of these three, mamza, nesinos, or avdus. But if it's sofik cholol, then it's kosher. Hainu Tanakama, says the Gemara, it's exactly the opinion of the Tanakama. What's the argument between the Tanakama and Rav Meir? That was question number two. Question number three, Vesu. Let's go to the final statement. Rav Shimon ben Elozar Oimer Mishum Rav Meir. V'chein oyer Rav Shimon ben Menasya Oimer Kedvarov. Ezui almonas isa. What's an almonas isa, which we saw from Rabbi Yeshua, that she keeps her status quo, her kashrus to marry a kohen, kol shenitma bo sofik cholol. If there's incorporated in her is a sofik chalolus. Then Makirin Yisrael, then Reb Meir continued that Makirin Yisrael Mamzerim Shebeinim, Klal Yisrael recognize and can identify the Mamzerim. And therefore, if it's a Sofik, we assume that it wasn't a Mamza and is kosher. Ve'in Makirin Chalolin Shebeinim. However, the Cholol, which is less known who the Chalolin are, if you have a Sofik, indeed it's possible. Asks the Gemara, V'ha'omras Reisha Cholol Kosher. How did Reb Shimon ben Elazar start his statement in the name of Reb Meir? He said, Ezui almonas isa, kol shenitma bo sofik cholol. That if it's a sofik on chalolus, then that's the almonas isa that we heard that was kosher. So almonas isa, which is a sofik cholol, is kosher. And then the next line you say, in makirin chalolin shebinem, and that's a reason to say sofik cholol, is possible. So we seem to have a type of a contradiction in the words of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Answers the Gemara, Omer Reb Yochanan, we're going to have one answer that's going to answer all these questions. Mamzer Tzovach V'cholol Shoisuk Ikabinayu. The three opinions here are discussing one case, a case of Mamzer Tzovach V'cholol Shoisuk. And these are very complicated words, and the Rishonim have put a tremendous effort to try and understand it. Since all our Shiurim are based exclusively, we try, on Rashi, we're going to learn the next Gemara in the way that And Rashi himself is quite cryptic here, but the Ritva goes at length to explain Rashi. We're going to learn the Gemara based on the Ritva's understanding of Rashi. Then you've got a case. There's one case where Shoisuk. What does Shoisuk mean? If you silence, which means somebody accused you. Somebody says, hey, are you a Mamzer? Are you a Nosin? Are you an Eved? Are you a Cholol? And how does the person respond? He should have a Cheskes Kashrus. But really, he should stick up for the truth. And he should say, no, it's not true. And if he's Shoisuk, we know there is a rule of Shtika Kohidah. However, no. If he's just Shoisuk, then they all have the Cheskes Kashrus. Just because you accuse somebody won't make him possible. However, what happens if you accused him of something which was clear that he's not in that bracket? And he stood up for the truth, and he shouted back. For example, you have here this Sofik Cholol. Or you have this person who could be, has some association to Chalolus. And you say, hey, you're a Mamzer. And Tzovach, he shouts back and says, no, I'm not a Mamzer. Why are you shouting back? Does anyone think that you're a Mamzer? People know who Mamzerim are. You're not a Mamzer, just ignore it. So he's told you you're a Mamzer, and so what? No. The truth means a lot to me. I'm fighting for the truth, especially if you accuse me for it. Okay. So the Mamzer, which is something which he's got no blemish, he's not part of his history, and nonetheless he's shouting back. And then somebody says to him, are you a Cholol? And Shoisuk, he keeps quiet. Here we already have a big question mark. Why are you suddenly being quiet? Why don't you respond? When they accused you of being a Mamzer, you responded, and you said, no, I'm not. Why didn't you answer back that you're not a Cholol? That is going to be the discussion here. Ikabinayu, that is the machlekes. You got one person who responded by answering back his innocence with something that was not really, which is mamzer, and by cholol he didn't answer back. Tanakama sovar, the Tanakama hold kol posel de korile v'shosik posel. The Tanakama hold any time where there was a tzovach, he shouted back, he protested against the accusation on something which. Indeed, he wasn't in that bracket. And then afterwards, they accused him of something else. And he was quiet. It doesn't matter what was first and what was second. If there's a tzovach v'acharkach shosak, then we assume that the shtika is called kohidah. It's an admission that you admit that you indeed have that. And it's possible. Since by mamze it was tzovach, and then by cholol he was shosak, is possible. And the truth will be the same the opposite way around. If somebody accused him of being a cholol, and he shouted back and said, not a cholol, and then somebody said, you're a mamzer, and he was quiet, same thing. If you're a shosak after a tzovach, then it's possible according to the Tanakama. V'hochi ko'omar Tanakama. And this is, let's put this into the words of the Tanakama in the Braisa. Ezui almonas isa. What is an almonas isa which is kosher? Kol she'ein bo loy shosuk mamzerus v'loy shosuk nesinus v'loy shosuk avdi melochim v'loy shosuk cholol. Any shosuk, any being quiet, silenced response after a response which was tzovach, which was a protest, in any event, it will be possible. And the fact that the Tanakhama in the Braisa only mentioned Mamzerus, Nasinus, and Avdus, it does not to include Chalolus. It just mentioned some and didn't mention the other. But any accusation that at first you responded with a protest, and then the next accusation you did not protest, it means that it seems that you admit that indeed you have that blemish, and it will be possible. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Ukoomale Rameh. Rameh argues and says no. Hanoch Hudaka Posele Bekohol says there's a fundamental difference between if he was tzovach first against Mamzer, Nosin, or Avdus, and then when it came to Cholol, he was Shosak. In that case, Rameh says, I'm going to say it's kosher. However, in the opposite case, when he, by Cholol, when somebody accused him of being a Cholol, and there he responded and protested, and then accused him of being a Mamzer, or a Nosin, or an Evet, and there he's quiet, in that case Rav Meir will say he's posel. Why? These three, Mamzerus, Nesinus, and Avdus, actually passel him to marry anybody. To marry any Yisrael, and therefore we understand that he fighted back. He was tzovach, aval shosuk cholol. But if somebody accuses him of being a cholol, the reason he was quiet is not because he admits that indeed he's a cholol. No, it's kosher. Why? V'hoda shosik. The reason he was quiet, mishum deloich basle. So he says that he doesn't care. So call me a cholol. So I'm a cholol, and so what? A cholol, a chalolo. A woman who has the status of cholol, the chalolos cannot marry a kohen. But this male who's called a cholol, what's the difference? So the fact that there was a tzovach and then a shosak doesn't tell us it was a shtika kohidah, it was an admission. No, it depends what you're accusing me of. When you accuse me of something that really makes a difference to me, because I won't be able to marry Israelis, then I'm going to fight back. You called me a cholol, so you called me a cholol. And therefore, it's kosher. However, in the opposite case, by Cholol he was Tzovach, and then by Mamzer he was Shosak, that's already a question. Why are you being Shosak? If by Chololus, which doesn't make a difference to you, you're shouting back and protesting, when they accuse you of being a Mamzer, why don't you respond? You don't respond? Indeed, it's possible, according to Reb Meir. Ukomale Reb Shimon ben Elozo letanekama, de Reb Meir. Reb Shimon ben Elozar responded to that first opinion of Reb Meir, responded to what we know as being Reb Meir, and says, "Ish Shmir lechod machshir Reb Meir b'shtika." If you hear that there's a case, if you understood that in the name of Reb Meir, there's one case that a shtika after a tzovach, a silent response after a protest, actually is kosher, then loy de korulei cholol v'shosik. It's not the case that you thought. In the first opinion of Reb Meir, that Mamzer Tzovach and then Cholol Shosuk, in that case it's kosher, as we explained before, because he doesn't care if you call him a Cholol, therefore it's kosher. He says no. In that case, it's actually going to be posel. In what case did Reb Meir say it was kosher? In the opposite case. Elo de Korile Mamzer Vashosik, which means that first they called him a Cholol, and he protested, and then he called him a Mamzer, and he was quiet. In that case, Reb Meir is going to say that it's kosher, exactly the opposite to the first opinion that we saw from Reb Meir. V'haide Shosik, the reason that when they accused him of being a Mamzer, he was Shosik, he was quiet, and that doesn't bother us, and he still keeps his Cheskes Kashrus, he's kosher. Sova he holds, Mamzer Kol Isli, he says everybody knows who's a Mamzer. So you're going to accuse me of being a Mamzer? I'm not worried. Everybody knows I'm not a Mamzer. And therefore, I didn't respond. But Cholol, I'm being severe because not everybody knows who's a Cholol. And therefore, I responded with a protest. However, Aval Mamzer V'tzovach, in the original case, where when they accused him of being a Mamzer, he shouted back. And then V'cholol V'shoisek, when they accused him of being a Cholol, he was quiet. In that case, it will be possible. The reason he was quiet there is because he was trying to protect himself. He said Sovar, he held that Mistaya, it's sufficient, it's enough, Dulemafkile Mikol, that they didn't tell me that I'm a cholol and I can't marry and I have the alochas of a cholol, of a chalolus. He says, that's enough for me. He says, if I'm going to start protesting and saying I'm not a cholol, they're going to look into it and say, maybe you are a cholol. And then they might realize I'm a cholol. And I'd rather they don't take any notice of the fact that I'm a cholol. And therefore he keeps quiet. And that's the very reason that when he keeps quiet, when they accuse him of being a cholol, that we assume that he is a cholol and he's posel. So those are the three opinions. So the Talmud Kamas say, any time there's a shtika after a tzovach, it's posel. Reb Meir says, no. If it's a cholol shtika after a mamzer tzovach, then it's kosher. If it's cholol tzovach and then mamzer shtika, it's posel. Reb Shem ben Elazar says, if it's mamzer tzovach and then cholol shosak, it's posel. And if it's cholol tzovach and mamzer shosak, then it's kosher. Continues the Gemara. Tani chodo. We saw two brises, they seem to be contradicting each other. In one brise, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shosuk Mamzer Kosher. If after a Tzovach of Cholol, there's a Shtika of Mamzer, then it's Kosher. Shosuk Cholol, however, if there's a Shosuk Cholol after Tzovach of Mamzer, Posel it's Posel. Which is exactly the opinion of Rabbi Shem ben Elazar we just saw. But Tani Yiduch, in a different brise, it says, Shosuk Cholol, if you those a tzovach mamzer and then shosuk cholol kosher, it's kosher shosuk mamzer. However, if it's a tzovach cholol and then a mamzer shosak posel, then it's posel. Exactly the opposite, which is like the first Reb Meir we saw in the brisa, and that's exactly going to be the answer to this contradiction. Lo ikashia ha tanakam alibud Reb Meir ha Reb Shem ben Elazar alibud Reb Meir. We saw there's a machlekas tanak the first Reb Meir and Reb Shem ben Elazar in the name of Reb Meir whether it's mamzer tzovach cholol shosak is kosher and cholol tzovach and mamzer shosak is posel, or the other way around. And each brisa, one is following Reb Meir, the other one follows what Reb Shem ben Elazar said in the name of Reb Meir. And let's now go back to the Braisa and try and see how we've answered the three questions. The first question was on the Tanakama. The Tanakama seemed to say that only if there's a shosak of, that means kol she'ein bom, lo mishum mamzerus, lo mishum nesinus, lo mishum avdi melochim, that only when there's an issue of mamzerus, nesinus, and avdi melochim, only then there's going to be, then there's no Almonas Itza, which is kosher, and the woman is going to be posel l'kohuna. And then the Gemara asked a question, why should it be different to Chalolus? And the answer is that we're talking here, as Rabbi Yochanan said, we're talking about that it was a shosak after a tzovach, and according to Tanakama, any shosak after tzovach loses the cheskes kashrus and is posel. And indeed, these three, olav dafka, it could have said any of them, as Rashi says, that Hu adin lekol shtuki posel, any shtika after a tzovach is posel, v'lehutzuch limnes is kulam, and it didn't need to say, or didn't need to mention all of them. And then you're going to ask a question, so in what case do we say that a woman keeps a cheskes kashrus and almonas isa is kosher, as Rabbi Yeshua said? That's a case where there's no shtika. When is there no shtika? That's a case where we just know the situation. We know, as we discussed earlier on, exactly what the scene is of the Sofik Cholol. And we know that it was a Sofik Gerushin, Sofik divorced, Sofik a widow. And but there was no Shosak there. If there's no Shosak, that's when it's going to be kosher. But if there's a Tzovach v'achar kach Shosak, in that case, it's kosher. In that case, it's posel. That was the first question. The second question was Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, Shamati, that kol she'ein bo echod me'elu masiyin lekuhuna. And then we said that's exactly the Tanakama. The answer is no. Because Reb Meir says that you Tanakama hold that any shosak, it's true that you only mention specifically mamzer, nosin, and avdus, but you Tanakama hold that even if it's chalolus, if it's a tzovach, vacharkach, shosak, it's posel. I, Reb Meir, say no. It's only if it's those three. Echod me'elu, if it's those three, which is tzovach, and then one of these three, there was cholal tzovach, and then one of these three, either mamzer or nosin or eved, was shosak. In that case, we say it's posel. However, if it's the other way around, if it's mamzer or eved or nosin, which is tzovach and cholal shosak, Reb Meir says in that case it's kosher. That answers the second question. So the Tanakama and Reb Meir are not the same. The Tanakama say any tzovach v'acharkach shosak is posel. Reb Meir says no, only if it's the shosak is mamzer, nosin, or eved, not if the shosak is cholol. And then we had Reb Shimon ben Elazar in the name of Reb Meir, who Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shabineim Vein Makirim Chalolin Shabineim, which would seem that by Sofik of Cholol it's possible, by Sofik of Mamzerim it's kosher. And then we asked a question, but you said a line earlier, Kol Shenitma Bo Sofik Cholol, that when there's a Sofik Cholol it's kosher. So says, so what the Gemara answered, no, when Reb Shimon ben Elazar said in the name of Reb Meir, Kol Shenitma Bo Sofik Cholol, that's a regular Sofik Cholol, but not with a shtika. Just we know there's a Sofik Cholol in that case. Rabbi Shua says that she has a Cheskes Kashrus. However, when there's a Tzovach V'Acharkach Shosak, in that case, if the Shosak is by Cholol, then we say that he's posel. Why? Because, like Reb Meir said, Ein makirin chalolim shebenem, this person knows that they don't really know who's a cholol. So if I keep quiet, I'll keep my cheskes kashrus. If I start answering back, they're going to look into it and they might realize I'm a cholol. I better stay quiet. However, if the mamzer is shosak, in that case, and not only mamzer, says the Ritva, it's mamzer or nosin or avdus, where when Reb Meir said, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the name of Reb Meir, Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shabineim, and not only Mamzerim, they're also Makirim who's an Eved, they're also Makirim who's a Nosin. In that case, since everybody knows, then he'll say, everybody knows I'm not a Mamzer. Everyone knows I'm not an Eved. Everyone knows I'm not a Nosin. And that's the reason I'm Shesuk. So don't learn from my shtika that I admit to having this psul. And that's why if it's Cholol Tzovach and Mamzer Shosak, it's going to be kosher, and we've answered all the questions. And in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.